Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
For those of us engaged in public policy, it becomes more and more apparent each day that what we're really engaged in is a clash of worldviews. More specifically, a clash between those who view the universe as God's creation with God in charge and those who view the universe as the result of a random series of events, with man in charge but equally important to every other thing that resulted from the random series of events. That's fine, I'm willing to live and let live, although I believe that every person will eventually stand before God and give an account for his life, and that's where the conflict lies. For those of us who love God and believe in a day of judgment where God decides whether we will spend eternity with him or separated from him, it's a sobering thought. It affects all of our decisions, and it should. This life is short. Eternity is forever. But for those who believe in a man-centered universe, there is no ultimate authority, so there is no day of judgment, and there is no eternity. Like they say, life short, then you die. The problem from a policy perspective is that those who believe there is no God expect us to live that way too. It's no longer a live and let live world. Every day we battle a constant assault on foundational principles by those who hold a secular humanist worldview. They attack religious liberties, they attack parental rights, and in the end, they expect the rest of us to pay for the consequences of their sin. We see it every day in things like the push for publicly subsidized abortions, taxpayer-sponsored benefits for same-sex couples, and taxpayer-sponsored embryonic stem cell research. And for all of their talk about tolerance, they tend to be some of the most intolerant people you'll ever meet. Just ask college students who refuse to toe a politically correct line, or school board members who believe that kindergarten is too young to begin sex education. The verbal abuse that these folks suffer makes me cringe, but we see it all the time. The challenge for us who hold a God-centered biblical worldview is that not engaging is not an option. We can pretend that these things aren't happening, but sooner or later, a law will be passed that forces us to participate in sin or risk going to jail. A perfect example was the effort to force all pharmacists to sell birth control that works after conception. And what about a similar scenario? Right now, there's a big push to legalize assisted suicide. Forget about the slippery slope that eventually leads to full-blown involuntary euthanasia like we've seen in Europe. What if suicide is declared to be a constitutional right, and a Christian pharmacist refuses to sell the necessary drugs? Could he or she be sent to jail? It's a distinct possibility. That's why it's better to fight these efforts before they become law. And speaking of assisted suicide, the group Montanans Against Assisted Suicide is holding an informational seminar on Saturday, January 28th, in Great Falls. It will be held at the Hilton Garden Inn from 1 to 4 p.m. and features doctors and attorneys from states where assisted suicide is legal. It also features two Montana senators who are front and center in the battle to keep it from coming here. For more information, you can call Bradley Williams at 531-0937. As I said, pretending these battles don't exist doesn't work. Secular humanists are bound and determined to force you to comply with their worldview, even if it means sending you to jail. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.